USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The city of Houston opened to 75% capacity, but it might not last long as officials are cautioning they may need to order people back home and open a COVID-19 hospital at NRG Stadium, a football complex, as the coronavirus cases surge in the nation's fourth largest city. Here's Lena Hidalgo, the Harris County judge, who is the top official for the county's 5 million residents.
We've had the highest hospitalization number. It's only grown from there. The numbers we're seeing are very significant.
I'm growing increasingly concerned that we may be approaching the precipice of a disaster.
At least 18 states have seen a spike in hospitalization since Memorial Day. In Texas alone, more than 84,000 people have been sickened by the virus, and there have been 1,950 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 55,000 have recovered. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The 75-year-old man who was shoved to the ground by police at a protest in Buffalo, New York, has suffered a brain injury and is facing a new normal, according to his attorney. The video of social justice activist Martin Gugino being pushed at a protest June 4th outside City Hall became one of the most viewed examples of police violence sparked by the death of George Floyd. Gugino has been hospitalized since the incident, which led to charges of second-degree assault and suspension without pay for Buffalo officers Robert McCade and Aaron Torogowski. Both officers have pleaded not guilty. North Korea said it's pulling away from its relationship with the United States 2 years after a historic handshake between President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, saying there have been no actual improvements in ties. Never again will we provide the U.S. chief executive with another package to be used for achievements without receiving any returns, according to North Korea's foreign minister. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Starbucks is creating its own Black Lives Matter shirt for employees to wear if they choose. The move comes after the coffee chain reportedly banned employees from wearing Black Lives Matter gear. The t-shirt depicts protest signs with phrases including "Speak Up" and "Time for Change." One sign shows a raised fist saying, "It's not a moment, it's a movement." Social media blew up over news reports that Starbucks had told employees in a memo that they could not wear Black Lives Matter shirts or other paraphernalia. Starbucks Foundation last week pledged to donate $1 million to organizations that promote racial equity and social justice. The organizations will be nominated by its employees. Take the stairs, not the elevator, down from your hotel room. Encourage people to bring their own food and drinks to the cookout. Use hand sanitizer after banking at an ATM. Call ahead to restaurants and nail salons to make sure staff are wearing face coverings, and no high fives or even elbow bumps at the gym. These are some of the tips in the long-awaited guidance from the U.S. health officials about how to reduce the risk of coronavirus infection for Americans who are attempting some semblance of a normal life. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the guidelines along with a second set of rules for organizing and attending big gatherings such as concerts, sporting events, protests, and political rallies. But the guidelines are not intended to endorse any particular type of event, according to Dr. Jay Butler of the CDC. The staging and attendance of all events should still be in accordance based on how much the coronavirus is spreading in a particular community. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.